Browns have scored in four games, 15, 16, 17, and 18 points.
Well, wow. You want to guess what they're scoring next week?
Well, it's either 14 or 19, isn't it?
I'm going to go with 19. I think 19 is the answer.
That's the way to optimistically look at things. Way to go, Andy. That's swell. How are you gonna get to 19?
Some Hall of Fame knowledge on there,
you're
bro.
Get two touchdowns, a field goal, and a safety. That's gonna be awesome.
I'll figure it out. Will
it be enough to beat the Commanders? We will see. Join us 216-474-0092. Ken is in Westlake. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken.
You know, guys, you do what you do for a living and talk sports on the radio. having to say the same things over and over and over again. There's been a few peaks in this time, but mostly it's been valleys. And there are some teams in this league, the Jets, Jacksonville, kind of the Cardinals and San Diego, but maybe Harbaugh will turn them around. But it's organizational. They have organizational problems. And I think Browns are one of those teams. You have a guy in the station who doesn't like to blame organizations, but what do they say about the fish rotting from the neck up or the head up, head down? There's so many things that you just can't, you can't isolate one thing because the problem is so huge within the Brown system. Also, good teams, your Ravens, your Steelers, your 49ers, they have personalities. They're about something. Please tell me what the Browns are about.
They don't have personality. They don't. Not right now. You've got Myles Garrett and an offensive line that isn't very good and an underachieving quarterback based on his contract.
We're always flying by the seat of our pants. It feels like we're so helter-skelter. We jump at things like shiny objects, like Baker Mayfield, and now we made this blockbuster trade where we gave up three first-round picks. And rather than staying course. And I tried going to the Guardians game yesterday, but they got rained out. But I would have never done that 5 years ago. I would have been glued to the tube at 4 o'clock. But hey.
Ken, let me throw this one at you. And thank you.
Thank you for my bingo card too.
Okay, you went for the glossy thing by trying to take Baker Mayfield number one. Well, you had the number one pick and you needed a quarterback. You're gonna take somebody.
Yeah.
And you decided that wasn't enough to get you where you wanted to be, so you thought you upgraded the position by trading for a guy who clearly was better in Houston than he is here and better than Baker was here when he was in Houston, in Deshaun Watson. That hasn't worked out. What you've done is missed. I don't think that you've gone just helter-skelter going after the shiny object. What you've done is miss. You missed on Baker. You've missed on Deshaun so far. And other pieces around the quarterback this year haven't been enough to compensate for that. I mean, the organization, I think, has done a fine job. Because without the guy that you traded everything for, your team won some games. Both last year and when Jacoby played, they were okay. And on Jacoby, they were what, 4-7, I think.
I didn't have Jacoby on my bingo card.
Well, there it is. But it's not to me that you don't have a plan. What I think it is your plan is missed twice. And you can still change that with this current quarterback, but everything's going to have to be better, including Deshaun Watson, for that to happen.
All right. Everybody buckle in. I'm going to give you something that's going to make all of you just let out a really angry/depressed groan.
Hang on, I just need you to say. I need you to say Vrabel. Flacco,
is this updated
Baker,
news?
164. Deshaun Jackson.
Or is this
Schwartz.
Just?
It's the adjusted over/under total from your friends at FanDuel for season wins for the Browns.
Let me guess.
Six.
Over/under is 6.5.
Jeff Phelps is correct. The over/under for this team is 6.5.
Yeah.
By the way, the under is currently the favorite. You can get plus money for over 6.5.
Well, let's throw this out at you, okay?
Are you playing the schedule game?
No, but I'm just going to say this. If you looked at the schedule right now and thought before the bye week, what are the three easiest games on the schedule? You just probably played them. Jacksonville, New York, Raiders.
Yep.
I don't know. You might have said Commanders, but I don't think you'd have said Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, or Chargers.
No.
And that's what's ahead after the Washington game. So I can understand. Remember why they, you know, they set those over-unders, because they're looking for people to wager money.
Right.
But usually the guys in Vegas have a pretty good clue what's going on there, Andy.
Yeah, they could walk across the street and see the game yesterday.
Yeah. Cleveland is in Cleveland.
Hey, Cleveland.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're hanging in.
It's rough with this Browns thing, but I just had a quick question for you guys. In my history of Cleveland sports, is it my imagination, or is it every time that we get rid of guys or trade them away, they seem to do pretty well? I'll hang up and let you guys go through that one, please. Thanks.
I think we believe that because the ones that do well, we want to bank home and we say, oh, look what happened to this guy, right? That when the guys go away and they don't do anything, no one says a word. So we give glory to players that leave here and have successful careers somewhere else.
I would think that's probably accurate.
It's a little distorted way to look at it, but it's kind of.
Yep.
True. It's true.
Greg is in Hudson, Ohio, home of the Explorers.
Hudson?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hanging
I
in.
I called on, as we all are, I called on Monday after the Dallas game, and I talked to the morning crew. And I brought up the thing that, you know, at the end of my spiel that, you know, this team is, to me, is a 3-4 win team. Back then, I thought this, even before the season. I don't see why Andrew Berry gets all this credit for this talent. I don't see talent on this team, okay? He had 43 draft picks in 5 years. Out of those 43, he's got 25 left in the organization. Out of those 25, 9 aren't even working for him because they're either on a practice squad or they're on the injured reserve, and we got one guy on the exempt list with the commissioner. That leaves you 16 guys, okay? And out of those 16 guys, you can throw 4 or 5 on them because they're not contributing like DTR, all right? The 3 replacement tackles you have all been drafted by this crew. None of them are any good, okay? They might have glimpses of talent. You guys have been clamoring for Jed Wills to come back. Before the guy got hurt, everyone would have run this guy out of town. He was so bad. And now he's going to fix the problem when he comes back. Then they go and sign Jack Conklin. He has missed more games than he's played. And then they re-up him while he's an injured reserve. This just shows a total lack of evaluation from the top all the way down to the bottom. And I'm just so frustrated with people getting on the radio telling me, well, they got to fix this, they got to fix this. They got to get some talent in here. They got to get football people to run this organization. We don't need people to divide the atom. We need people that know what football is and to actually draft players that are football players that fit your system, which we don't have, by the way. That's all I have to say.
Greg, thank you. I think that the front office has done a real nice job of adding defensive talent to this team. They know what they're looking for in defensive backs, Andy, and I think they've drafted some good ones. They've made some good free agent signings on the defensive side of the ball. They've made some good trades. I think they've done a horrendous job of identifying skill position talent on the offense. I've said that for numerous years, and nothing. I think they did a nice trade to get Amari Cooper, but again, Amari is not CeeDee Lamb. You know, you're not going to get CeeDee Lamb. How do you get CeeDee Lamb? You identify him and draft him. How do you do that when you don't have number one picks? You don't. So that's kind of where you are right now.
Things learned in science class also on the bingo card now. Things learned in science class.
Funny. Mark's in Strongsville. Mark.
Hey Mark.
Yep. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I was going to say, you know, when Deshaun Watson was playing for the Houston Texans, you know, they ran the RPO-style offense, you know, most of the time he was there. And in my opinion, they're not utilizing him properly. I'd like to see the Browns use the RPO-type offense, put people in motion. I mean, right now they keep one running back behind the quarterback. You know it's either going to be a run or it's going to be a play action. At least with the RPO, you have more options. You can, you could swing the wide receiver around, on fake the pitch out to the running back, pitch it out to the wide receiver. to run it. I mean, there's a lot more different options you can do when you run an RPO, in my opinion. And I just don't understand why, you know, if Stefanski's calling the plays like this and he sees that the current offensive scheme isn't working, why he doesn't try to make some changes, at least try the RPO for two or three games to see what happens. And if it works, it does. If it doesn't, okay, it doesn't. So I was going to ask for your both of your thoughts on that. That's okay.
Mark, thank you very much. I think there are a lot of things that you could try, but I don't think you just try something now, Mark, because what if you try something now and it doesn't work? Well, then now what are we going to do? I think Petrak's point early on in
our
show.
They're 1-3. Who cares? Try anything right now. They're 1-3.
I go back to Petrak's point. If you're trying, if you put this offense in place to try to accentuate Deshaun's skills,
it's not working.
It's four games. Is that enough time? And I'm not going to go well, it's only four games. But I think Scott's point is valid. Are you going to give up on that after just four games? If so, then why'd you change offensive coordinators? Then you know, I mean, that's if you're trying to make this work, I think you got to stick with it, and you just don't suddenly change some things. And that said, you better do something a lot better because it's not working right now.